Carol O'Fori, yeah. East Coast Radio.
All right, it is KZN's number one hit music station. The name is Carol O'Fori. Welcome to you if you just tuned in. It's time for us to get into our Bad Moms Club. Okay, here is the situation. If you just joined us, we give you a scenario from a mom who just needs a little bit of help, and we give her some advice, and you drop me a voice note on 0617929495 with your advice. So today, it's coming from Anonymous and PMB, and it says, Hi, Bad Moms Club. I have a problem child and a problem husband. I love the two together. My son is 3 years old and is allegedly biting other kids at play school. And my husband insists on just spanking him whenever he is naughty. He doesn't hit him hard, but I still don't like it. He says talking won't help. So Bad Moms Club, please, please, could you help with my biting son and my smacking husband? This is from Anonymous in PMB. Okay. So when I first read this, I got really upset about the spanking dad who just doesn't understand how a three-year-old expresses themselves. For a little bit of context, I have a TV show on SABC 2 called Raising Babies 101, and we like talk about all these different elements of raising small children, and I learned a lot on that show. Actually, that's where I met Ayanda Titiana, who'll give us advice later on in this hour, professional advice on what to do in a situation like this. But one thing I've learned about dealing with small children between 0 and 5, 6 years old, so that ECD, that early development stage, is a lot of what you do to your children will mirror back to you, all right? So if you are frustrated, aggressive, and whatever, your little toddler will react in the same way. They sort of mirror whatever it is. If you're calm and consistently giving love and soothing, well, you will get back that. It's the most fascinating thing, and it's hard to believe it until you walk those shoes and you sit back and you realize that, oh my gosh, my child literally reacts the way I do. So if you get upset and you use certain words, these little kids will respond when they get upset with those words. If they're happy, they'll say these words that you say to express their happiness. They are literally mirrors of everything that you do, this group between 0 to 5. And I say even from 0 to 5 because even infants, if you are stressed and not in a good headspace, your child, your little infant child will cry all the time. And you'll wonder why. Why is my child always crying? And then you get more frustrated and they cry even more. So this is something to really be aware of, mommy, out in PMB. Secondly, I'd like to highlight, and at first I was upset with daddy, but I realized that sometimes we get upset first before we actually give a moment to educate somebody. We get worked up and upset. So in the interest of being to inform and to help daddy know better so that he can do better, daddy, I need you to understand that group of kids, 3-year-olds, from when they start getting little teeth, it's a very normal thing for babies to bite or toddlers to bite. It's very normal. It is part of how they express themselves, number one. Number two, a lot of the time, their little gums are itching. So when they bite, they're relieving some of the tension of the gums and the teeth pushing through, all right? Also, biting is a way that little infants, or rather toddlers, express themselves. It's their way of getting attention. It's their way of saying, I love you, or give me a hug, or whatever the case may be. So don't be so quick to get upset with the biting. They totally outgrow it. They really do outgrow it way later. So, mommy, rather spend time educating daddy on why the baby's biting and how it's normal. That Google is there. Videos are there. My show, Raising Babies, we did a whole thing about biting. So go onto YouTube. You can find the episodes there. Just type in Raising Babies. You'll find all the episodes there. And just show him the research of why it's very normal for little kids to bite. It's not unusual. I'll give you a classic example. My son was in creche, and they gave them popcorn. And the one baby took his popcorn, obviously not maliciously, she just wanted his popcorn, and he bit her. And the school obviously let me know what happened, and the school is aware of that biting stage, so it wasn't a big deal. At first was like, oh, my child's going around biting people, and then the school explained, no, it's very normal, this is how they go, and then I did this episode and I was more learned. So I think in this situation, just learn. Give daddy an opportunity to learn more about teething and about babies biting and how it's normal. And obviously, if he's 5-6 years old and still biting, then you have a problem. Okay, then you really have a serious problem on your hands that you can deal with at that age group. But at 3, very normal. Drop me a voice note with your reaction. 0617929495. What does mommy do about this husband who's trigger happy with the smacks because the baby likes to bite? I really do believe it's just an education story. Just educate daddy and all will be well. If you're just joining us, welcome. We're talking Bad Moms Club. We have a situation on our hands here from Tertia in PMB. She says she's got a problem child and a problem husband. And that's because her three-year-old likes to bite and hubby tends to smack the child. And she says that he does not smack the child hard, but she doesn't like it nonetheless. I just want to add to this conversation that it's not allowed in South Africa for you to smack your child. Whether or not you believe it's good or bad, legally you can be taken to task for that action. So I just want to highlight that as we get into this conversation. Secondly, there's been a few messages that have come through with different I need more than a disclaimer to play some of the voice notes on air with regards to this topic. Play this one though.
You know what, I understand what you're saying. I had a similar incident, a crash, and they called me because my son was biting. But they didn't tell me, you know, that it was a phase and, you know what, it's fine. They brought it to my attention and they made me aware that they weren't happy about it. So I told them, I said, you know what, kids do bites. Obviously, it's nothing that we can do. We can't change it, but yes, they do grow out of it. But the crash my son was at made it into such an issue, I actually just took him out from there.
Yeah. So I guess there's two sides to it, right? Obviously, if your child's the one biting, you as the parent, you want them to stop and what have you. And of course, the children that your child is biting also don't want to be bitten and stuff. That's not nice. So there's a middle ground here. It's a part of a phase of kids growing up. But it's important that if your child is a biter, to have those conversations. And also, you know, when the child does it in the moment, to be scolded in the moment, to make them aware that it's not nice and it's painful and it should stop. So I'm absolutely not advocating that, yes, because a child's biting and it's part of the phase, it is okay to just leave them to bite other children all day, every day. It's very important that the parent addresses this first and foremost. And of course, you hopefully are in a school system where they are able to address the issue in the moment in the correct manner. In the time it happened with my son, the story I told you, both of them were disciplined for the action. The little girl for taking the popcorn from him, that was his popcorn, and him for biting her as a response to that. So, you know, I think sometimes as parents, it's very important that when we choose schools and schooling places to leave our kids, we do the utmost research to make sure that we put our kids in schools that can support the individuals we're bringing there, right? Because all children are different and all schools are different. Some schools take a more nurturing stance, some more disciplined, others whatever. But you know your child and you need to take the effort to know what kind of school your child should go into to make sure that they get the best. Because I'll tell you what, if there's one thing I've learned in the 4 or 5 years of working with this TV show that I do called Raising Babies, is about how important that 0 to 5 age is. It is so crucial. It is where you teach your kids discipline, self-confidence, self-love, for them to be upstanding, amazing individuals. It all happens, believe it or not, in the first 5 years of a child's life. So don't sleep on that and give them leeway to run, and then at 10 years old, you want to start yelling at them. Okay, so let's get some expert advice from Ayanda Tetiana on our biting toddler and very trigger-happy daddy with that spanking. Ay-ya-ya. You can go to jail, daddy. But here is Ayanda Tetiana. She is a parenting coach on the matter.
Morning, Bad Moms Club, and good morning, Tertia. So when it comes to hitting and biting, it's important to know that as long as your child does not have any development or psychological issues, then it's actually fine, nothing to worry about. What happens is children bite and hit others as a way to communicate, okay? So what you want to do is make sure that you do not exacerbate that aggression and that violence by doing that to the child, because then you're teaching them that is the way to reward or punish that kind of behavior, which long term has really bad psychological effects and scars. What you want to do rather is actually be very conscious in teaching your child about emotional vocabulary. You know, there's so many ways that you can do this, and this will basically allow your child to start learning how to express themselves. And obviously this goes a long way, because then when they talk to their friends, when they talk to adults, all of that, it becomes a skill and a competence, so to say. So there's ways to do this. You can cut out flashcards, show the child this means happy, this means sad, this means frustrated, and then teach them, model how to use that in a sentence, and then constantly remind them to use their words, basically.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.